Alan Dershowitz, Raphael Warnock's anti-Israel views could cost Democrats the Senate. By Joel B. Polak on November 17, 2020. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz has penned an op-ed in Newsweek in which he says that Raphael Warnock's anti-Israel views could, and perhaps should, cost Democrats in the upcoming Georgia runoffs for U.S. Senate. As Breitbart News and others have noted, Warnock has expressed radical anti-Israel views in the past. He has also used racial language against whiteness. Dershowitz, a lifelong Democrat, wrote that while he would like to see Democrats gain control of the Senate by winning two seats in the January 5 runoff, Warnock's anti-Israel views are indefensible. I would rather see a Warnock victory that could create a 50-50 tie in the Senate capable of being broken by future Vice President Kamala Harris. But as a strong supporter of Israel, I am deeply concerned about the fact that Reverend Warnock signed a statement in 2019 and gave a sermon in 2018 that demonstrated strong antagonism to the nation-state of the Jewish people. Some have deliberately distorted Warnock's anti-Israel views in an attempt to garner Jewish support for Warnock. Let us look at the text of the letter itself. I urge everyone to read the entire letter and listen to the entire sermon because not only are their words reflective of a strong anti-Israel bias and one-sided criticism of Israel, but their tone is biased in the extreme. For those who argue that Warnock merely signed onto a group letter that may not have reflected his own views, please listen to his sermon, which accuses Israel of shooting down unarmed Palestinian sisters and brothers like birds of prey. This is a mendacious blood libel, pure and simple. You wouldn't know that from reading the misleading description of the letter and sermon in the foreword. Nor would you know that Warnock is an admirer of Reverend Jeremiah Wright and a defender of the anti-American and anti-Semitic sermon that President Obama condemned. Dershowitz added that he would be willing to change his mind about Warnock, but only if he changes his mind about Israel. Warnock is challenging incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA. The other race pits Senator David Perdue, RGA, against Democrat John Ossoff. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.